You can imagine, like, the one time the aliens are evaluating the human race, and they're like, we'll download this thing called a podcast. Is this really what humanity is
starting with bad voltage, which tracks?
Their year begins in March. This is not what their calendar says. I don't understand.
It's daylight savings time. That's what it's like.
So there's the Gregorian calendar, and then we have the Baconian calendar, which starts in March.
Baconian calendar, by the way, that's going to become a real thing. It's going to be tasteful nudes, one for each month.
Friends and enemies, welcome to Bad Voltage Season 3, Episode 53, the last episode of 2022, assuming we get it out in 2022, because we are quite close to Christmas now, but we will endeavour to do so. And, as is traditional, myself with my... I forgot again! Myself and my guests, John O'Bacon and Jeremy Garcia, because I didn't think of a name again. Every time I forget.
Jeremy, citation required, Garcia.
Why break the streak at this point? Yeah.
We're going to take a look at the Christmas predictions, no, the 2022 predictions that we gave at the beginning of the year. So we looked into the crystal ball and decided what was going to happen in the tech world throughout 2022, and we actually made a note of these things to see how we did. And
I do have my spatial memory is not always fantastic, but in looking back at this to do some research to see how wrong we were, we recorded that the prediction show in March for reasons that I don't remember. That was really late.
It was. We
had such a head start and still did.
I know,
so poorly.
Didn't you have COVID around that time, Axe? So, or someone had COVID.
There was a bunch of stuff going on that ended up delaying shows, and then we did a show where there was some kind of massive audio screw up. We did a whole show, and then one of the audio things wasn't recorded.
Yeah,
but there we go. The predictions, and we made a point of this in the show. The predictions were all written at the time we intended to do the prediction show, which was right at the beginning of the year.
And one annoying thing, one of mine had already happened, even though I had written it down, so I pulled it out, and that would have been
you should have kept it in to get the point, man.
Yeah,
exactly. It's definitely worth it. But we'll see how we did. Now, honestly, having reviewed this a little bit, we can't possibly do worse than last year, but I think collectively we got a point. So I think actually
it was not our best showing.
We got 1/100th points or something. I can't remember the details. I think Jono got 1/100th of a point for something. So
yeah, well, regular listeners will know that this is not an especially fair way of this, of evaluating these predictions, and I usually end up, because of just outright jealousy from the other two, usually end up getting thrown under the bus somewhat.
This is new. Preemptive whining rather than doing it within the show.
I don't think this is new, if I recall back.
I don't think this is new.
Well,
yes.
Shall we begin the festive jockeying for thirds of a point? See how we get on.
'Tis the season.
All right. So, should I go first?
Yes. Let's have a look at Jono's predictions first. Well, what did you say was going to happen in 2022, Mr. B?
Well, continuing the theme to begin with of my cruel, depraved, diabolical relationship with virtual reality.
You don't have a depraved relationship with virtual reality. You have no virtual reality relationship because there is no virtual reality. You just persist in believing, like Charlie Brown and the football. Just give up.
I feel like there is a dominant submissive relationship with me and VR. VR is definitely in the dominant. I feel like I'm tied to a post and whipped every year. anyway, so this was my prediction back then, which was that Apple would release their VR headset this year. and PSVR 2, that's the follow-up to the PlayStation VR headset, would also be released, both purchasable by real people, which that language suggests that you forced me into that clarification, Mr. Langridge.
Yeah, we did.
And it also says here that both will experience critical acclaim, although we won't have good sales figures. Well, I was right about this. We don't have good sales figures.
We have great sales figures. They are, in fact, not.
we have the most accurate sales figures anyone has ever had. Strictly no. So you can pre-order a PSVR 2.
So this was going to lead me to the somewhat predictable point that I'm going to make, okay, which hopefully will result in a predictable half point, is that the PSVR, no, you can pre-order it. You can go out.
Will it be released both purchasable by real people?
Yeah, so but I mean, both, you know, potato, potato.
Like, by real people.
And I feel I have to stress this because it is clear that out of the two of us, Jonathan, one of us listened to the show and the other one didn't, because we specifically said, so they need to both get critical acclaim, right? So if they don't come out, then you don't get the point, right? And you said, sir, yes, that's correct. No point for you.
This is not my recollection of the show that I have not listened to. Yes, it's fair point.
It is. I mean,
do I not even get a nod in the general direction of the fact that PSVR 2 was indeed made available in some vague way to the public?
I am mildly impressed that you can pre-order it. And February's not that far away.
It's not
12 months away. Otherwise, we have to do all the prediction shows in March from now on, and that's stupid. Yes.
That would be stupid. That would be very stupid. It would also be on brand. All right, fair enough. No point.
10 years from now, people are like, why do they do a prediction show in March? I don't get it. We're like, we don't even remember anymore.
You can imagine, like, the one time the aliens are evaluating the human race, and they're like, we'll download this thing called a podcast. Is this really what humanity is?
Starting with Bad Voltage, which tracks.
Their year begins in March. This is not what their calendar says. I don't understand.
It's daylight savings time. That's what it's all about.
So there's the Gregorian calendar, and then we have the Baconian calendar, which starts in March.
Baconian calendar, by the way, that's going to become a real thing. It's going to be tasteful nudes, one for each month.
What will you be holding in front of your nudity?
That's a good point. Like pineapples.
Okay.
I like how your eyes lit up. Like, ooh, that's a good point. Let me pontificate on this very important topic.
Well, listeners, if you would like to see that calendar, contact Jono directly, not the show, to be clear. we don't want to hear about this.
We are not affiliated.
All right. Well, Kickstarter campaign it is.
Yes, so far, naught a point.
Yeah, this is it's starting pretty much as I predicted. All right, prediction number two is that maybe my predictions the next time should be that I will lose at the prediction. That was actually a pretty good idea. Prediction number two is that Tesla will not release a phone, and Neuralink will launch in beta this year. So for those people who are unfamiliar with this, Tesla are obviously the electric car company. Neuralink are the people who are building like a brain interface that connects you to the internet. Now, Tesla did not, in fact, release a phone this year.
Correct.
So I've got at least half a point. Neuralink did not go into beta this year, although in the spirit of almost there, close but no cigar, they did... show that it vaguely works.
So many words doing so little effort there.
We've got a proof of concept balanced on top of a pile of dead monkeys is not a release.
So this was an interesting prediction in that electric car company does not release phone is a wild prediction.
I mean,
to be fair, there was a lot of rumors swirling around back then that Tesla were in fact working on a phone.
You did say that during the show, and I don't recall these.
Rumors. I don't recall that at all. No, because when I listened back, I went, "Did they say that? Okay, fine. I mean, true, they haven't. So well done, half a point.
Well, it's okay. I mean, next time you." On the next prediction, you can maybe capture the entirety of all of the information on the internet, and then you'll be aware of it.
next year's.
I did, to get context for the show, listen to the show at 3x speed just to do it quickly, which I don't recommend you under any situation do in the future.
It sounds like
But we, even at 3x speed, we mocked you for quite a while on this Neuralink.
Yeah. Now, so in my defense, Neuralink have said that it's gonna that they've already applied to the FDA for this to go into real people's brains. Yes. So I think that clearly half a point for Tesla not releasing a phone. And I actually think that even though it didn't launch in beta this year, I think that I should get... Hang on. Just untighten your face for a minute. Okay.
Man.
Face like a dog's bum hole right now.
If the number you give me, it can be at maximum zero and it ought to be there.
But I believe in the here it comes. This is the first time you're going to hear this, listeners. In the spirit of the prediction, okay? Right? The Christmas spirit of the prediction. I believe that I preempted that, like the Nostradamus that I am, that Neuralink would go from being just a, you know, the other space boss's kind of pipe dream to being something that is vaguely going to manifest in reality sometime soon, which they did apply to the FDA. So I believe I should get 0.6 points for my prediction here.
The Washington Post summed it up very well. The Post article said, and this was just 2 days ago, Musk said last Wednesday that Neuralink had submitted, quote-unquote, most of the paperwork necessary to the FDA and could begin testing on humans within 6 months. It should be noted, however, that Musk frequently touts deadlines that never come to fruition.
Well, but they did actually submit it, right?
I feel I should point out that submitting an application is something anybody can do.
No. Yeah, but
I can submit an application. If I fill out the form and put it in the post.
What are you going to submit an application to the FDA for? Answers on a postcard, listeners, to show at badvoltage.com.
I can't possibly pick anything as unrealistic as the idea that they'll be testing this in real people's brains by the end of 2022. But ask yourself, if you'd have said last year in March, I believe that Neuralink will have gone to something that vaguely kind of works, would we have permitted this as a prediction?
Oh, I guess that's actually a very good point. Yeah, that's fair enough. All right, so why don't we go with half a point for the Tesla won't release a phone?
I'll give you half a point for the Tesla. I mean, that's a weak prediction, man, but okay.
No, it wasn't, because it was not a weak prediction, because there was a lot of noise about them prospectively releasing a phone. By the way, just to take a minute on Neuralink, I'm not sure if anybody saw the demo that they did, which was fine. One of the things I didn't realize about Neuralink, which if they make this work is going to be amazing, is that... is that they might be able to restore sight to people if they get this to work, and potentially restore movement to people, like people who've been paralyzed. I thought that Neuralink was just kind of like Elon Musk's. I remember him being interviewed and he said it was going to be like the slowest link to the internet is our fingers, right? All this kind of futurism stuff, which putting that to one side, but like if they can actually get people to restore people's sight and movement, God, wouldn't that be amazing? I mean, if they can make it work, but I mean, it seems like it's promising. So.
It would be amazing. I mean,
can you imagine what it's going to be like to see the first person who regains sight? They were born blind. That's going to be remarkable.
That will be cool. I mean, in a similar way, it would be very cool if I could just prick one drop of blood out of my finger and test it for 100 different diseases. That would also be cool.
Wow. Is that a XPRIZE tricorder related comment?
Oh, no, that was Theranos.
Right. Oh, of course, yes. Oh, yeah. This has been a good year for...
Getting on the front of Forbes and then going to prison. Yes, it has.
It's not been a great year for Forbes. All right. Okay, so half a point. So next
I will
one.
Begrudgingly give you a whole half a point for the Tesla thing.
That's fair. So the next one, I predicted that Truth Social will experience significant growth, but nowhere near as much as Twitter, but will be plagued with one, stability issues, and two, extremist content. now, I'll be honest with you. I haven't really looked into either of these.
I looked into this a little bit. So extremism, yes, absolutely.
Well, the challenge there is what we define as extremism.
No. I think it is perfectly reasonable to say they were plagued with extremist content, just as you predicted, and just as we all agreed with in March.
Yeah.
Stability issues, I don't know. because honestly, I don't want to spend too much time researching Truth Social, because then the algorithm will learn that I like it, and I do not want that in my life. Thank you very much. So I don't know. So I'm prepared to call that a wash. Significant growth. This is where you grovel piteously for what the word significant means. They got a lot of people signed up right at the beginning, and then it has steadily dropped off since then. So I don't know if I would count significant growth counts as day one growth, and then no one goes near it after that. I don't think that's significant growth.
So I would argue, given the fact that Truth Social, I think we'd all agree that it's mainly Donald Trump's own social media network, right? So I'm imagining he's got the most number of followers for his account. He's got 4.76 million followers on Truth Social. Now, one, if that's true, like, known liar. but secondly, I would argue that 4.76 million people is actually a lot more than anybody would have expected for Truth Social. I mean, when it got announced, I was expecting there might be a million people on there, because I assumed it was going to be a bunch of people who were. But then again, the flip side of that is, if it's his base, if we're assuming that it's primarily his social media network, his base probably represents, I'm guessing, 10 million.
Well, bear in mind that
how many followers did he have on Twitter before?
He had like 90. Well, he's when it, I looked this up, when his account got restored, it's like 90 million.
90 no million?
And 2 million visits to Truth Social a week. Right, so if there's 4 million people
so
on
Truth
it...
So Truth Social is roughly as popular as Linux Questions.
Right.
No.
I do not
so,
think
yeah,
this counts
extreme
as...
extreme growth. Right, Jeremy? Am I right?
I think the key word in your thing was growth, which it hasn't done. What it got was a lot of day one attention, which is not the same thing.
But he didn't even convert a significant number of his followers from Twitter. His account got shut off. I would have thought a higher percentage of just people that followed him would sign up, even if it's just out of curiosity. I mean, it's a free website. It's not like an owner's sign-up process.
If we extrapolate the data based upon what Jeremy's saying, because we don't really have any actual access, we know he's got 90 million on Twitter. So he's got a fraction of that on Truth Social. And like I said, let's say round numbers that 200 million people voted in the last election, and it was almost 50-50 like it always is in the US. So let's say broadly 100 million people voted for him, and let's say his base is 30% of that. That's 30 million. You'd expect his base will be on Truth Social. They're clearly not.
I think
once again, I'm wrong. Although, I get 0.3 of a point for the extremist content piece?
No, that was the most knowable thing ever.
Yeah, predicting that is a kind of a weak prediction, but you did get it correct. So I suppose we could give you 0.3 of a point.
Ah, so you've currently 0.9 of a point.
You're at 0.8 of a point.
No, I got.
No, you zero, didn't get. You didn't get a 0.1 for Neuralink at all. No, you got point.
I think I did.
No, you didn't. You got 0.5.
I believe the record shows that.
No,
and if anyone reproduces the record and it's not that, then clearly there's bias.
It's like this commercial where they throw the red flag at random times.
You have
there was one interesting data point that came out of this. So Pew Research did a study of a random sampling of adults in the United States and asked them whether they had heard of some things. Parler was number one of the things they asked at 38%. Then was Truth Social at 27%. Tied with Truth Social was Telegram.
That doesn't surprise me.
That surprises me a little.
I'm surprised that many people know what Telegram is.
Yeah, I am. I am a bit. I mean, outside the US, perhaps especially in Russia, and techie people.
Techie people for sure.
But outside techie people, I think it would be like asking how many people have heard of, I don't know, Linux, say.
Huh. Then it was Rumble, Gab, and have you heard of BitChute?
BitChute?
Yeah, that was at 7%. That was the lowest one. Never heard of it.
Shoot as in a gun or like a warshoot?
C-H-U-T-E.
Right, okay. A warshoot, right, okay.
Yeah.
If there's a thing called bit S-H-O-O-T, I don't even want to know what it is. Just don't even tell me.
Didn't look, I don't want to be mean to Americans, but I think if you ask most Americans if you've heard of France, I'm sure the like 60% of people would have heard of France. You know,
I have no comment to make on this particular point.
Here's the thing: I know you've got all of the comments, you're just not willing to say them on the podcast.
I'm not. Although this is in my defence for two reasons. First of them is that sure, don't want to do it. But the second one is that I'm much less confident in my own country's standing in this sort of thing than I used to be. So
I mean, a non-zero number of people probably think Omaha Beach is in Nebraska, I will say.
Have you noticed, Jeremy, that prior to Brexit, the level of smug
has
reduced significantly.
Material impact on smugness, I will say. 100%.
I'm not for a moment disagreeing with you.
Ever since 2016.
Every time that bus drove by with the number of pounds you could save, it's a little less.
I know. Being here in a glass house which is entirely broken by throwing of stones. No more having a go at Americans for thinking that Omaha Beach is in Omaha. Okay, so.
All right, so I got two bonuses.
You do.
Prepare everybody for glory. Prepare. Everyone buckled in? All right. Bonus number one, Canonical will not be acquired.
And you this were correct.
100% true. Okay?
The fact that of all the things that turn into a running tradition, this one is amazing to me.
I can tell you one thing. Almost for fucking damn sure there's going to be no more VR predictions in my state moving forward, okay?
I tell you what, the very fact that we've managed to guarantee consistently every year that we collectively get on the board by doing the canonical prediction, so someone gets a point.
This 2023 will be the year of the canonical acquisitions.
John, so. Over the way, if you've got the stones to predict it, the next show is just sitting right there waiting for you.
No, I'm not going.
Sure, you get a point. I mean, I feel like I should give you less than a whole point, but sure,
nice.
I have a point.
No, 1.9 points. That's excellent.
No.
I'm still curious how a half and a third adds up in your mind.
0.6 plus 0.3.
You didn't get 0.6. Anyway, what's your next one?
Everybody. All right, we need to stop the steal. All right, the second bonus here. Second bonus is that Meta's VR services will actually not be terrible. Now, it says in the show notes here, one to argue about, ?
Yes, it does.
which is in itself a good prediction. Let me put my point forward here. I would argue that their VR services broadly are actually reasonably good. Horizon Workrooms have generally received fairly favorable reviews. What has not been particularly well received has been their Quest Pro headset that came out this year. For lots of reasons, battery life, and it's just not as good as people were expecting, and the pass-through isn't very good. But I think the actual VR services, they seem to be fairly favorably reviewed from people who've been using them.
You know who's not happy with their VR services?
John Carmack.
That is, in fact, who I was going to say. Not sure he would agree with your assessment on this one.
No, I don't think he would. And also,
What does he know about VR?
I'm not sure exactly. It was necessarily well received on the grounds that everyone went, okay, Mark Oleg McNoleg, what are you going to do about the no legs thing? And he went, okay, here is everything with great legs. And it turned out they captured them all with motion capture and put them in afterwards. It was just faked.
Nah, but no one cares about legs in VR.
No one cares about VR. I disagree entirely on the grounds that literally every newspaper article about it mentioned it. But there is an objective test here because we said, how are we going to know whether it's any good or not? And the answer was, Jono, you promised that you'd go away and use it for a substantial period of time and then come back and give us your review. So how did that go?
I have used it.
How long?
I've used my Quest headset. I mean, I'd say I'd put in a good 6-7 hours in total. Not extensively. I don't use it every week by any stretch.
But I'll be honest, that's more than I thought you were going to say. Yeah. So okay.
I mean, it's mainly for VR porn. It's not really. No, it's. I actually think it's reasonably good. The thing is, the tricky thing here is, if we're talking about specifically Meta's VR services, I mean, there's lots of different things on the Quest that I think are actually pretty good. What I haven't used is the
VR
Pro
VR generally. You can't just go, you can't pivot from Meta's VR services for actually not be Temple yeah. 2. VR in general might have some good stuff in it.
But I think it's okay. I mean, I think, put it this way, I think that their VR services, in fact, are, quote, actually not terrible. That was what we said. Actually not terrible.
0.2 points it is.
Yeah. Now I admit that this is, to use a Mr. Langridge statement, this is a taller than Ronnie Cobbett competition. I'll translate for Americans, this is a taller than Danny DeVito competition.
There it is.
So you get 2 points total, which
so I think given I think last I get a point for that.
We're off to a
so that's two. Hang on. Start. What do you mean 2 points total? I get.
I say 0.2 you get for that. 0.2. So you had 1.8. You get 0.2. It's two.
Why do I get 0.2 for the VR one?
First of all, the prediction was Meta's VR services will actually not be terrible.
Yeah, which exactly. And I was correct. They are
specific and measurable
not
were the two requirements of these things. Also, the person responsible for Meta's VR services just quit and burned it down on the way out. So
but that's not what we're talking about. The prediction was not, will John Carmack leave Meta and in a fiery ball of flames, right? The prediction was, will Meta's VR services be actually not terrible? And but the
his
requirement
complaint was
as,
that they weren't good and they should be able to move quicker given their resources.
Well, and as Judge... That, again, that's not the prediction. Should they move quicker? And as Judge Langridge had requested, I tried it. So I think I get a point for that, point for the canonical one, and all right, I'll bow to the 0.8 for the one. So 2.8 points.
I mean, these are all...
You keep upping the point.
A point for canonical, a point for VR.
A point for canonical, 100%, yeah.
Point for VR, I predict that was correct. It's not actually terrible.
I mean,
and
Jeremy, this is
Eck, the problem. What do you think?
This is our fault for letting him get away with such a woolly, and these are all
dodgy
really weak, rubbish predictions as well. So your actual predictions, to be clear, that you got all these points for are an electric car company won't put a phone out. Donald Trump's social network will be full of extremist content. Meta will manage to have a VR service and Canonical won't be acquired, right? All right.
I believe that I'm a modern day Nostradamus.
Schnostradamus is what you are. I say no to this, but sure. I mean...
2.8 points. All right, excellent. Well, I think we're all in roaring agreement that this is a great start for the bad voltage predictions.
I'm choosing to see this as playing into our collective point scoring being a lot better than it has been in previous years, and that looks good for all of us.
Are you saying that that's the equivalent of a participation trophy?
Yes, I am saying that. In fact, yes, I am.
All right. Well, we just spent, 27 minutes on that, so we should probably move it along.
We'll go a little quicker on these. All right, so I'll go next. Somewhat aligning with Jono here, Apple will, for the first time in a long time, release a completely new product line. It will be AR or VR, and it will be panned by critics. And that is a big fat swing and a miss. there's nothing I could even pander for there. That's just a giant whiff.
It's not just that. It's a sequence of things, all of which are separately wrong as well as collectively wrong.
Yeah,
no, one doesn't even have a whiff of correctness.
No, it's just, I mean, we did make the point that we did make big predictions for this year.
Some of
you
us.
Know,
yeah.
You just panned me for making crap predictions.
Different thing. All the big predictions you made, which were brave and worthy, you got wrong.
That's fair.
So,
I just want even. I just want the merest whiff of credit. That's all I need.
Yes. So that's a no on the Apple VR product line.
So moving on. At least one very large think fang, but does not have to be one of the fangs, will walk back their remote work policy. And given the number of companies that have walked back their remote work policy, putting aside Twitter, who had new ownership. Snap has, Apple has. There's been quite a move toward this. I think we all agreed we didn't want to see it happen, but this is one that I thought I would get pushback on, and you both actually agreed, but it did end up happening.
And it clearly happened. Clear point, absolutely. Half the industry did it.
Twitter are the most notable example here, but a whole bunch of other companies
certainly not
have done
the only
this.
One. Yep. Yeah. So, all right. So, both the US and EU passed sweeping tech regulation that has broad impact on the industry. And we use the word techlash was involved.
I don't like that word.
This one's interesting in that there's some things happening in the EU, most recently with Facebook Marketplace, but a couple of genuine regulations. The American Innovation and Choice Online Act could actually still pass this year. They really are trying on both sides of the aisle. Given we're recording this on December 20th and they go on break in a few days, it seems unlikely.
The Verge wrote an article saying Congress blew its last chance to curb big tech's power for the next few years at least 5 hours ago as we record this, which is as up to date as I can make the prediction.
So there was still a chance. I was going to bank some of my point pleading on the fact that I still had a day left.
Hang on a second. I believe from when we went through my predictions that the cutoff point is the recording of this show. Well, it hasn't happened yet.
I think it's
happened in the EU.
Yes. Yeah. Digital Markets Unit has happened. But the US,
I
was going to angle for a full point because of the 5 hours ago. Verge, you're killing me.
what about the USB-C thing in Europe, right? That passed this year, right? Was that this year?
Europe has a couple. I think it's
fair. So you're clear on Europe. But what about America?
They've passed a couple very minor things, but there was no 230 regulation. None of the things that I thought would pass ended up passing, to be honest. The one that had the chance was the Innovation and Choice Online Act. Because, like, CHIPS passed, but that really wasn't meaningful regulation. It was other things.
Yeah.
So I would settle for a half of a point here, given the EU.
I think you got a definite yes on the half a point for the EU.
I think 0.1 points.
Wow.
You're valuing the EU at a tenth of one tenth of an American.
Yes, I am.
This looks very much like a man with 0.1 cases of sour grapes over there.
Right. So 1.5. Here's my next one. Also could happen, and it was true up until like 3 days ago. GameStop price will still be above $100. It's at like $22 right now, but don't forget they did a 4-for-1 split.
Yeah.
So it was above 25 until like last week. They're killing me. And it's up today, so it could again hit $25 again by the end of the year. The fact that it's this close to $100 for a company that's worth in aggregate $100 is wild. Wild. Like this one, I was just throwing out nonsense because the whole GameStop thing, if you haven't read about it, do a little research. It's hilarious.
It's bonkers.
The fact that it's at $88 even is just absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Now, I didn't know about the 4-for-1 thing, so I thought, wow, he's blown this, man. It's at 20. You say that it's actually a lot closer than I thought it was then.
It's quite, for what a ridiculous company is, it's quite close.
Wow.
But so I mean, that seems half pointy to me, but
it's in no way half pointy. What are you talking about?
I feel
a company that should be worth $8 is worth almost $100 a share. I mean, that was a big swing.
I mean, it was a big swing, and it's a lot closer than I thought it was. I mean, in a world in which Jono's getting thirds of a point, I'd be prepared to have some kind of little sprinkle of point on top of this. But
on the GameStop thing?
You think just a flat no?
The prediction is GameStop stock price still above $100. The GameStop stock price today is $20.
No, 4-for-1 split, remember? So
they split, though.
Yeah.
So when I said 100, it would only have been 25.
Oh.
Yeah, why it's close.
It's astonishingly close.
Yeah, it's really close.
Oh, well, this makes it even better. This means that you're really close and you don't get any points. So that's fantastic.
Wow,
I like how really close for me is no points. Really close for you is 0.8 of a point.
You are the very definition of only singing when you're winning, Bike.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a third of a point.
To be fair, you haven't hit the prediction. I mean, we have the points system for when we get part of a prediction right. Being close isn't good enough.
Because the fact that it's up 3% today is...
And let me give you an example of this. I didn't get fucking anything for my PSVR, even though it's coming out in February, which is just 2 months away, okay? But no nearly point for you, Bacon. No, 0 points. Face buried into the ground, okay? So no. We have to apply the rules consistently, gentlemen. Otherwise, we just turn into this crazy nation state and we're all going to be eating each other's feces. So we're no points.
Yeah. Okay, so back to applying the rules as rigorously as we always do. What's your next one, Jeremy?
Wow. So this one was another giant swing and a miss. Inflation for the year will be below 5%. So the inflation when we made the prediction in March was like spiraling out of control. It was heading towards almost 9-10%. I thought it would, given supply chain issues and a couple other things, I thought it would come down. I thought the Fed would be a little more decisive in their action. So it is coming down now. It's like just high sixes, but it's definitely nowhere near five. Like the spirit of this one, to be fair, I've wildly missed it.
No, well this was, you had to take a big swing. You took the big swing, didn't work out. But bravery for doing it.
Bravery. Yes. So hang on. Let's just to recap where you are. You're at 1.5 points, right?
1.8, yeah.
1.8?
which is not bode well for me because the next two, not good. True Social will shut down. Yeah. And I made that one up during the show as we were talking about True Social. Well, it's not always the resounding success that Jono thought it would be. It also is, in fact, still a thing.
It is, in fact, still out there. Why did you think it was going to shut down, just out of curiosity?
So if I remember correctly, it was given Trump has a propensity for if things are not wildly successful, he acts like they never happened.
Yeah.
And I thought
Trump University
going in the opposite of your prediction that you thought it would be popular. I thought it wouldn't be. And then he would just shut it down and act like it never happened. Yeah. And when someone said he sent a truth, he'd be like, what? Never heard of it.
The fact that they call it retruth.
Oh, no, really? I didn't know that. Oh,
they call it retruth instead of a retweet.
And then you retruth.
It's not truth. But yeah.
And then
still there.
So no, it's definitely still a thing.
Yep.
And Mark Zuckerberg will no longer be the CEO of Meta, which he is in fact still the CEO of Meta. Legs or no legs.
Yeah, again, it was another big swing. But didn't work out.
I genuinely thought I might get a hanger on this one.
Yeah.
He just controls so much of the voting power that I don't think he'll ever leave, but it's pretty clear he's gonna drive that already terrible company into the ground.
I mean, I remember when you made this prediction, and I felt as well like there was a good likelihood that this was going to happen because he was coming under a lot of fire for lots of different reasons, and all the investment in the metaverse stuff. Like, I'm astonished that he's still there. Like,
well, if anything, it seems to have died away a bit. A lot of the Meta are actually rubbish, and they've completely blown it. Sort of immediate pressure has gone away. I don't think anyone thinks they're being successful, but they've avoided the they're on the precipice feeling that there was this time last 100%. Year.
Would agree with that.
Yeah.
So
no, fair play.
At 1.8, it is sad that I've ended this round below Jono.
Below Jono, yeah.
Yes.
Not good.
Victory. Not good. This is very good, in fact. Finally, some semblance of victory. But just before we go into you, with Carmack, we mentioned Carmack leaving Meta. What do you guys think about this? Like, because I mean, the metaverse thing is really struggling to get its legs and all the rest of it that we talked about previously in the show. That was completely unintended.
The fact that you didn't do that on purpose, because you would have had a shit-eating grin if you did do it on purpose, and then 1.5 second later realized it is absolutely
that was
amazing.
Amazing.
I will absolutely agree. The metaverse does not have legs. Yes, you are quite right.
That was a genuine no pun intended. But I mean, Carmack leaving, I mean, obviously for most people, non-tech people, they're not going to know who he is. But it's a pretty serious vote of no confidence, isn't it? Because he hasn't just said he's leaving. He said that he's been critical of them for a while. So
yes. So. I mean, and... Yeah, sure. I mean, maybe they can make a success without him. He's not vital to it or anything. But if he's looking at this thing and going, he's not just, we can't get it done. It's we could, but you're doing it wrong. That's not a good sign.
Well, it seemed to be we're doing it wrong and the culture at Meta will not allow us to do it correctly to the point that the only option I feel like I have is to leave.
To disassociate myself from it.
And which it does make you wonder, because if John Carmack can't get stuff done at Meta, how does like the average product manager do it, you know?
It's almost like they don't do it, would you believe? No, that's it does seem a shame. They just too big and difficult to move.
Yeah. Well, we will bring you the latest, everybody.
That one. I'm sure you'll keep an eye on it for us. I actually used Facebook for like the first time in about 6 years.
I was gonna you've been off it for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, because I had a sofa that I wanted to get rid of, and I didn't want to just chop it up. That seemed wasteful.
Burn it at the front of your building.
Yeah, this is obviously a stupid thing to do. I didn't want to do that. But charity people generally find it not worth it to try and come all the way into the city and pick something up where they've got to go up the lift and come into the building and all that kind of thing. So I was having difficulty, and so I said, what do I do about this? And Neve, actually, my daughter, said, you can put it on Facebook Marketplace. And I went, can you? What's Facebook Marketplace?
Can you?
And so I put it on there for nothing. And then I got a bunch of messages. People were like, is this still available? And I'd say, yes, it is. And then they'd never talk to me again. I don't understand why you'd ask. And then and then one bloke said, is it still available? I said, yes, it is. He said, can I come out and pick it up? I said, yeah. He came out, he picked it up and went away. Great. So now someone's got a sofa and I got rid of a sofa. Everybody wins. Well done, Facebook.
It's interesting because Facebook has got, we talked about this a while back, Facebook has got all of this extra stuff in there, like marketplaces and this, that, and the other that, I mean, I've been using Facebook for years, and I use it, I think, like most people do, which is just for reading other people's messages and posting messages, and that's it. But there's loads of, there's this whole like ecosystem around it that I'm not sure how many people actually use it. You know, because there seems to be some reasonably useful stuff in like that, but I don't know how many people actually use it. So,
it was a bit annoying to use. The most annoying thing is that you have to use Facebook Messenger to get the messages.
Oh, you do?
And I'm like, no way am I installing the Messenger app on my phone. Not a chance.
TikToking?
That's correct. That's exactly what I've been doing.
I thought you've become a talker, haven't you?
Are they called talks? Shut up, God.
I don't know. I just made that up.
Sounds plausible, though. No, so that was really annoying. I mean, I get why they do it, but it's still really irritating. So no love for that, Facebook. But it worked. I can't there complain. I wanted a thing done, and it was done. So,
and someone's got a nice sofa. So there you go. So that,
Someone's got a sofa. I'll go that far.
All right. Langridge. This is going to be interesting. Let's see what happens.
It is, actually. So, first prediction. We all started with an Apple one. Mine was, Apple will either allow sideloading or allow third-party browser engines on iOS. That has not happened up to now. However, it's coming. And they've said it's coming.
What?
Yeah.
This was last week. Was this last week they were talking about this?
Yeah.
I read this. They're going to allow app stores on there.
Yeah. Well. They have not committed to anything yet. But you've got Apple people saying or dropping hints. You know what Apple are. They're not going to announce anything before it happens. But it seems pretty clear this is actually going to change. Now, I didn't get it in the year. It would be nice if there was some recognition of the vast unlikeliness of this happening, nearly happening, gets me, you know, 0.2 of a point or something, but I didn't get it in the year, so I go to the panel.
It's going to happen because this is an EU requirement, isn't it?
Yep. So you've got the DMA in the EU. Yes, absolutely. The CMA here in the UK are putting together stuff about this, and we had a long and very sensible discussion a year ago or 9 months ago, whatever it was, about how, as Jerry said, if Apple had given an inch a year ago, that's probably all they'd have had to do, or maybe another couple of inches, and now they're going to get regulated in a bit. And they're going to be forced to do a bunch of stuff they really, really don't want to because they would not bow. They had, they're like, no, we've got too much pride. So,
yeah.
What does pride come before? Yeah. Remind
me. Was it Epic? Was it Epic Games where there was that whole showdown with them?
Yeah.
Like
so, a year or two ago.
What there is a whole bunch of pressure from a whole bunch of different directions. You've got a whole bunch of people who are essentially against Apple on this, but for different reasons. People are creating a coalition of people who wouldn't ordinarily agree. You've got people on the browser side of it, which is where I am, interested in browser diversity. I'm not particularly bothered about alternative app stores, but you've got people who want alternative app stores for like free software reasons. You've got people like Epic, who want more control over their own experience. You've got every app developer in the world who is sick of their game not being reviewed for 6 weeks or being rejected for reasons that other companies get through, so it feels very arbitrary. You've got everyone who's sick of tithing 30%. You've got people who aren't allowed to link to their website where they charge people. So all these people line up and go, yeah, man, Apple need to be made to stop this. And if they were prepared to pander to each community separately a bit, they'd have been okay. But as far as I can tell, that's the Apple self-image is, we can do what we like and you can't make us do anything, anybody. And they're going to be shown they're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, these companies, they get greedy, don't they?
Yeah.
And,
So I was wrong about the prediction this year. I think I was very right in spirit, and it's coming, but I don't think it's going to come till next year.
So, you know what? In the interests of just being generous, now Jeremy's out of the game. I think we should give you 0.1 points for that.
Oh, wow, 0.1, okay.
0.1 points.
How generous of you. Yeah, right,
well,
okay.
It's the season of giving, isn't it?
So the next one is weird and boring. Because I read this and I went, what the hell was this? And so I went back and listened to the show, right? So Matter, the common protocol.
I was going
to
say, you're almost saying it like it doesn't matter.
The common protocol for IoT stuff, we'll see first devices released. People will not care. They should, but they won't, and it won't actually work. And this is all true. There is a common protocol for IoT stuff called Matter. A bunch of stuff came out using it this year.
So did it? I saw version 1 was released in October.
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of companies saying we're going to support version 1. I don't see an actual device that you could buy now that already... There's a whole bunch that say if you buy it now, a firmware upgrade will come later and it will support it. But I didn't see a thing you could actually buy. I may have just missed it.
I thought you did. So there's so the Apple HomePod is a Matter controller, for example.
That supports Matter now, not will support Matter?
I believe. Oh. Yeah.
I will say I spent up to 41 seconds looking, so it was not a rigorous exercise.
So Apple actually quite into this. So the Apple stuff and the Apple and the Samsung, the SmartThings hubs are Matter hubs. As well, I think God's honest truth. I think all the devices which are right now you can buy them are hubs, and all the things that connect to the hubs are very much kind of we'll put out a firmware update later. Yes, so I believe at the moment you can buy things which do Matter, but you can't buy anything which talks Matter to them. But they are nonetheless Matter devices. But more importantly about this, no one cares. No one cared last year. I didn't really care last year. I was just amazed when I found out about this. I still don't care. Their PR's got no better. I don't get it. This is the sort of thing, Jono, think about the sort of discussions we were having 15 years ago on Lug Radio. Why can't people get together and come up with a standard protocol that everyone talks? And that's exactly what this is. And no one cares.
Yeah. I'm surprised that it hasn't generated more interest, at least in the tech world. I can understand consumers not caring because they just want their things to work. But like,
this is what I don't understand.
I honestly had completely forgotten about this. Like when the beginning of this prediction, I'd forgotten what Matter was. That's how little I stepped into my radar.
I do not understand how, I mean, this is just from a get everyone together for a discussion. This is a groundbreaking thing to happen.
Yeah.
And no one cares. I don't get it. I don't even care. And I dislike myself for not caring, but I just don't. But nonetheless, the prediction is, in my opinion, correct. including the bit about no one caring, including us.
Yeah, I mean, I think very clear point.
Yeah.
1.1 points.
So, next one. Meta's share price, this was one of the big swings. Meta's share price will be a third at the end of the year what it was at the start. So it'll be under $100 at the end of 2022. Now, currently, right now, it isn't. It's 114, but it was under $100 in October and November. And that cut by a third. And I was mocked roundly for the idea that this might happen.
Well, you're wrong, in fact.
Well, I mean, it is not.
I was under wrong.
It isn't right now. No, I agree. But
yeah, in the same way that the Apple VR AR headset is also not out yet.
Nothing.
And also that the PSVR 2 is going to be out in February.
This won't be out. It won't be
on people's heads until February.
I promise you, if Apple had released a VR headset and people had gone and bought them and then they came out and took them all away again, I'd have given you at least half a point. It seems like a very Apple thing.
I kind of wish that would have happened.
Apple just bricked them all from Cupertino.
Nope, reviews are terrible. Give me that thing back immediately.
you clearly got this wrong. I mean, being close is not... The point system.
If you would have worded it as Meta share price will dip below $100,
sure, but that would have been a weak Jono style of prediction.
Oh, right? That's true.
No, it's not true.
See, it was specific and measurable, and because he made it very specific,
yeah.
He's losing out. Where if you Meta share price, it could have been just as measurable but less specific. I say half point.
The thing that
one.
Killed you is where it says end of year,
not early part
of 2023, or part of 2022.
I mean, honestly, very much what I thought would happen has happened, which is their share price has crashed to a third of what it was. It's just it crashed to that point in the end of October, beginning of November, and then it's climbed up $14 since then.
But if the end of the year you feel like gets him to 0 points, I would like to relitigate will be launched in beta this year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is, yeah. So I feel like half a point would be reasonable here.
Yeah, for this, the share price one?
Yeah.
No. It's not that. The prediction is incorrect. Being close.
But there's no beta of Neuralink either.
I know.
You got some points on that one.
No, but there are rules for me and there are rules for you guys.
Now the truth is being revealed among us. We should have an inquiry into this, and then 3 years from now they'll tell us whether John O was right or not.
We're going to set up the bad voltage points commission. They're going to investigate this. No, people, we don't need any volunteers for that, okay?
We're going to populate with the surviving members of the Warren Commission to look into it. Right, so...
All right, so what do we think about this? I mean, Jeremy, do you think he should get half a point, right?
I think given how mocked he was for it, and the fact that it did dip well below $100, it was at like 88 or something.
Yeah. Are you saying this? So we then
I go half. I
are
go
you
half.
Saying this? So we then, retroactively give you points for your almost inflation one, or what was the other one that you were almost?
No, I think the spirit of mine though was so incorrect that directionally, as much as I'd like to give myself 3 points, I think the spirit of it was so wrong that no, I wouldn't say so.
You know what? This is the spirit of giving. Let's give him half a point.
Okay, so half.
So
a
now
point.
You're
cool.
At what are you at now? Right now, you're at
1.5.
Two.
1.5.
Wait, what?
What?
Did I not get any points at all for the Apple thing? Okay. I thought I got half a point for that.
No. But no, okay. You didn't get it right. In fact, that was another one for Meta, half a one for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So 1.5 points then. Right. So some company, I predicted this, but it hasn't worked out, I don't think, but because it's an old prediction. Some company will leak private customer data onto a blockchain so it's there forever. Jeremy said last year, this has probably happened already. And I did look last year before I made the prediction. I couldn't find anything.
Yep.
I looked this year. I still can't find it.
Between FTX and all the hilarious calamity that happened in the industry this year, I thought this has got to be a point. I legitimately can't find that it happened.
I mean, it's I don't believe it's happened yet, but searching for blockchain data breaches, the Waterhole has been so comprehensively pissed in by normal data breaches happening to blockchain companies that it's difficult to find an example of this actually happening. So I don't think it happened, so I don't think I get a point, but, you know, maybe it has.
No, I don't.
I mean,
shockingly, don't think so.
Honestly, the fact that this, we kind of think this might have happened and someone's personal data is out there forever, undeletably, and we don't even know, is probably the most worrying prediction on the whole damn list.
It's not great.
No, it's not. And then my final prediction, for which, right, and we've talked about point begging in the past, I'm looking for more than a whole point for this prediction, because I was laughed at and I've been righter than anyone has ever been.
Right? Writer.
Someone buys Twitter. Yes.
I'd this like clearly at least didn't happen.
You didn't say someone will buy Twitter. You will buy someone. You said someone will buy Twitter. Unlikely, I know, because of the regulatory environment.
Sure.
So you immediately thought why you didn't think it would happen, and then unbelievably, I mean,
nonetheless,
this might be the first 2-point bonus in the history of the show, because
I think two, I gotta points.
Say, the entirety of my notes on this one just says, "Wow, Stuart wins."
I hate to say this, but I think he deserves 5 points for this one. I mean, it's nobody would have seen this happening.
No.
No.
And also, what happened since he bought Twitter,
well, yeah,
nobody would have seen it happening.
The fact that he made the bid, immediately realized it was the most terrible fiscal idea ever and tried to get out of it, and they made him do it. Like, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Just points on points.
And then did you see, I mean, the most recent thing as we record this is he posted a poll saying, should I step down? Right. I mean, obviously,
people said yes, and then he was like, "Well, I should do the poll differently next time."
Yeah,
he said verified, checks only.
In his original tweet, it would abide by the poll. He hasn't really commented on this since then.
Well, no, he has agreed with someone suggesting that maybe only $8 blue check people should be allowed to vote in polls like this in the future.
Well, somebody said, I saw that tweet where somebody said only blue check people should because they've got skin in the game. That's an interesting conversation to have. Is like whether you would.
Well, I mean, no, it isn't.
I think I think it's an interesting conversation to have for us to talk about, because I actually think that's not a bad idea.
Then absolutely. If what you want is that it's for people who pay and everyone else shouldn't be there at all, fine.
It's. I mean, that's clearly the case that it's going to be. He's already said that people who have got paid their $8 and got a blue check mark, their tweets are going to be prioritized over almost everybody else's. I mean, it's evident that that's the direction of Twitter moving forward.
Yeah,
that's why I'm saying I think it's a good idea if that's your goal. If the goal is to be accessible to everybody for free, then it's a terrible idea.
And this is why I find myself increasingly not caring about Twitter.
Yeah,
apart from 5 points it's just got me.
But are you using Twitter?
Honestly, not really, no.
Hmm. Well, we were originally on this show going to talk about Mastodon. We should maybe bump
should
that to
the
next
new
episode.
Year.
We'll do that in the new year. But going back to the points, 5 points, I think, well earned.
I mean,
amazing.
I thought it was a big swing at the time. I can't believe not only did this happen as much as it has, but it's been the only news since it happened.
It has. It's the never ending.
It's just
it is like it's like a soap opera watching
it. It is. It's just what a disaster and what a moron the man is. God. It's just, I mean, to the point where you've got Paul Graham saying, you see, why don't you people, I bet you don't think you've got what it takes to run Twitter. I think we should just shut up and let a man who's run two successful companies do what he thinks is right. And now he's like, man, I'm gone. Off to Mastodon.
Yeah.
Alienate Paul Graham?
Well, there is a long conversation about this. Because to me, like, this story is, I mean, we're not a video podcast, but it's interesting watching the confidence in Elon Musk bounce around. It's like a waveform. You're like, I think at the beginning, there were some things he was doing where some other people thought, well, you know, give him a shot. It looks like it's going the right direction. And then there'd be things like when he retweeted out the the Nancy Pelosi's husband conspiracy thing, which is stupid, and, you know, banning some journalists, and like, it's bouncing up and down. So maybe we'll dig in. Well, we want to talk about Mastodon. I don't know if we want to talk about Twitter, but...
Oh, well, I mean, these are...
I'm not sure if we can talk about Mastodon without talking about Twitter.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the things are sort of tied up. But it'd be interesting to hear, on that point, it'd be interesting to hear what people... What angles people think are interesting about that whole conversation for us to look at in the new year.
Yeah, good idea.
You know, what sides of that story do you want to hear? So people let us know on Twitter. We should probably have a Mastodon account.
Bad Voltage Chief Infrastructure Officer Langridge will go.
I'm assuming this is my job. Yes,
I figured as much.
Yes. I thought
go
as
and
much.
Set one up on a VM from 13 years ago.
I tell you, we're really, 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 really nearly out of space on the VM.
Yeah.
Like I'm now working out which configuration files in /etc to delete, so we've got space to publish another episode. It's like, man, do we need RAM? I don't think that's important. it's not good. So we need to do something about that.
We'll have to figure that out.
But
all right. Yes. Well, congratulations, Langridge. You clearly beat the pants off both of us, and Jeremy, you are usually the one that we always expect to win this thing.
It's pretty grim.
What happened?
Wow. I mean, if Jeremy's on the podium, just third, just how bad a year has 2022 been for technology?
It's either bad year for technology or just you and I are brilliant, Ak. I mean,
Let's leave that question open in people's minds rather than being forced to come down on one side or the other. How about that?
Exactly.
But yes, with that, we should say Merry Christmas to all of you, all of you who celebrate. Happy Hanukkah.
And absolutely. Yep, whatever you celebrate.
Happy New Year.
And we will also say a Merry Christmas to Marius Quarbeck, who is busy editing this. So he's at NerdZoom Media, which is nerdzoom.media, and he does all the editing, and he's great. And you should, as a Christmas present, decide to have him do all your audio editing from now on, whatever it is you do.
Yeah, thank you, Marius, for yet another year of generous time spent editing the show. It's better because of what you do.
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah, and thank you everybody for listening to the show. We have a lot of fun doing it. We'd love to hear what you think. Go into our community, join us on Slack. Check it out. Let us know what you think about what you want to see next year. Let us know what you think about these predictions. Let us know what you think about Twitter and Mastodon. And we'll see you in 2023.
Later, skaters.
Recording.
Recording.
One. Oh, hang on. One,
three,
two,
three, four, five, six, seven, seven, eight,
nine, ten. Spectacular example of Jono not being able to count beyond one.
I just wanted to make sure the actual microphone was working, so I did the magic.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.